It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 22nd.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is palpable, spelled P-A-L-P-A-B-L-E. Palpable is an adjective. Something described as palpable is obvious and notable. Palpable may also be used as a synonym of the word tangible, to describe something that can be perceived by one's sense of touch. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Toronto Star. The power of the ancestral people who built Cliff Palace feels palpable as I stand inside the cliff hollow, marveling at towers and rooms that slot together perfectly. If you find it fascinating how English speakers push words with concrete meanings into figurative use, we feel you. By which we mean, we understand you, of course, not that we are patting your head or poking you in the shoulder. Palpable, which has, since the 14th century, described things that can be literally felt through the skin, such as a person's pulse, has undergone an expansion similar to that of the word feel over the centuries, and is now more frequently used to describe things that cannot be touched but are still so easy to perceive that it is as though they could be, such as a palpable tension in the air. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.